We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Matt Hagan. 3.822 seconds at 336.32 miles per hour. His mile per hour is a track record here at Pomona. Matt, talk about that session. We saw a couple guys, you know, dip lower. You were later in that session. Do you guys think you would get that big number when you up on the board?
Man, I tell you, when you're dealing with Dickie Venables, man, I mean, that's all it is his own go. You know, I just can't say enough about the guy. Very, very blessed and lucky to have him in our corner. You know, he's worth his weight in gold, bro. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I get to crawl in that hot rod he tunes and, you know, and put my mouthpiece in and hang on to it. And it's always a fun ride, you know. And that lane over there, the right lane's a little tricky to navigate because it sucks you in and then it pulls you to the wall. So you've got to definitely make some corrections. And on a fast run like that, you know, you basically can't overdrive the car either. And I made a couple corrections on the big end. And I was just like, please don't come loose, you know, because it was already clutch, had already come together and it was running good. But it just, you know, those guys put it all together, what it takes to make that kind of numbers go down that racetrack. And even with the rule change and the headers back up and everything else, it just shows you how smart these crew chiefs are, man, and why they make the big bucks, you know. But my guys, man, they're just killing it. You know, we've had a tremendous test session and Phoenix just shook down both cars and learned all kinds of stuff and kind of ran out of things to test, you know. And and then came out here and just really have just had a kind of a dream start to the season so far, you know. And you know, race day is always race day. You never know what's going to happen. That's why we race them on Sunday. But so far so good, man. It's just cool to, you know, get in there and get calm and get up on the wheel and try to drive my ass off, man.
Does it give you a little boost of confidence, a little swagger going into, you know, the first race of the season?
Well, you know, that's why we race these things. You never know what's going to happen. You can have all the swagger and boost that you want and like that stride that John Force has, man, you know. But when you crawl in there, everybody's equal, man. And it's one of those deals where, you know, you got to depend on your guys and they got to depend on you. And that's why it's a team. And you just work hard on Sunday and you're blessed that you're there and hopefully do big things, man.
I'm not going to set the long delay. Made his crew chief make some changes. Was Dickie back there making changes?
Dickie makes changes all the way up until the thing fires up. I mean, and even then, you know, they still make some. But in the box, man, he's just always thinking. He gets kind of quiet on the radio other than just kind of confirming some stuff. But the wheels are always turning. He's always crawling in the box and making changes all the way up there to where we're clearing the motor out, you know. So it really does come down to the last minute or two before we run and some of his thought processes. You know, you take some of these guys that really are kind of young and green as crew chiefs and stuff. You know, you just can't have a feel for things sometimes. And that's what Dickie has, I think, is more of a gut instinct and a feel for what he's going to do and how the track is and what the decisions are going to be made. And that's something that he's been doing that since, you know, he was my age, you know. So he's got a lot of experience, man, and that's just stuff that you just can't get overnight. So, you know, when he's up there thinking about stuff and making those final changes, you know that, you know, there's a reason behind it. He's not just winging it or just trying something, you know. So it's just cool to see the guy work, you know.
You guys have put forth an incredibly high standard through testing and this. You feel it's going to be really tough to maintain that whole, you know, level that you're at for the whole season?
I think it's all about approach, man. I mean, you come into this deal and everybody's gung-ho and then, you know, everything happens. This nitro stuff blows up and things are on fire. And then, you know, for me, the approach is just keeping our guys upbeat, you know. And you know, like I told them, you know, our goal this year is be where your feet are. Be present. Be here. If you're here, be in the moment. Like, if I'm in the car, I'm in the car. I'm thinking about what I need to do there, not about what's going on at home or anything else. You know, you guys just be present. Be where your feet are. And then just keep everybody upbeat. You know, I think, you know, these things are a grind, man. And these guys, they wrench on the car. They drive the big rigs. You know, there's a lot going on and they get wore down, you know. So for me, it's about the approach and how you start the year. But it's more about the, like, you know, the middle of the season, you know, when things are kind of like, you know, a grind, so to speak. So who knows how things go. Like I said, you put nitro in the tank and everything is out the window. But, you know, right now I'm just, you know, pretty blessed the way things are going and I couldn't ask for any more.
The headers, has that changed? Looks like it's done very little.
I haven't seen any difference, to be honest with you. I mean, as far as it driving, yeah, maybe it helps it a little bit, but I didn't really have an issue driving it before. So it's just one of those deals where, you know, if it makes NHRA feel good, then cool, you know, whatever. But it's just one of them deals where I think these crew chiefs, no matter what you do, they're going to find a way to make it go faster. That's just the name of the game, man. That's drag racing. We go faster. And that's what the fans want to see. That's what they're paying their hard-earned money for is a show. We're showmen, so let's put on a show for these fans. You know, we got a lot of safety stuff on these cars, and I want to be safe myself, and I want to take every precaution, but I also want to haul ass, man, you know. So, and I think the fans want to see that too.
What about tomorrow? I mean, what's
Well,
weather was good today.
Sure, weather was awesome today. I mean, I think that's why you saw those low numbers like that. You know, I think it's supposed to be 74 high tomorrow, and kind of more like Friday, I think, you know. And so I'm sure when the sun comes out, stuff slows down. It's race day. You start, you know, after first round, you push hard, and then you peel it back. But you got to get out of first round first, you know. So one lap at a time. But, yeah, when that sun comes out, it changes everything, you know. And it's you just got to be humble and be a racer. And I think, you know, racing on Sunday is different than qualifying. You got to know who you're racing, when you're racing, what the conditions are, and really make the right calls to do what you got to do, you know.
Perfect.
Cool.
You took the top spot after the third qualifying session, then you get knocked back down, come up, you're the last guy running. Is that on your mind, or is it just a clean run?
I wish I could tell you there's a lot on my mind, but I don't think too much other there. I'm more like reacting, and I think that's what a lot of guys kind of overdo sometimes. They overthink stuff, and they just try to, you know, you're in the moment, your adrenaline's going for sure, but, you know, for me, I'm telling myself, you know, leave on time, keep it in the groove, you know, turn the wind light on, put the parachutes out, you know, all that kind of stuff that I just, it becomes natural and routine. But, you know, for me, just going through it in my head, you know, I'm not really worried about where we're at. I can't change that. If Dickie puts together a great run, you know, I'm going to hang on to it and do my best job that I can driving. You know, I look at things, you have to minimize everything. You look big picture on stuff, it gets overwhelming. The pressure becomes there. You know, it's like, oh, we got to go up there and make a run. But I look at what I can control and my variables in front of me and what I can do to, you know, make it better, you know, or help my team. And I minimize everything. When you really break it down, I don't have that control of that much stuff in there. You know, it's just one of those things where you just keep it simple, you know, and don't overthink it.
When the lights go on at the end, you see the numbers?
No, I can't see that, man. I'm still looking at the groove and at the other end down there making sure I got plenty of stopping room, you know. But I'm definitely not looking up at the scoreboard or anything like that. These things are covering way too much ground too fast to be up there reading scoreboards and stuff. Maybe some guys are that good and they can do it, but I'm not, you know. Yeah, well, they're better driver than I am because I'm focused on what's in front of me, not looking up in the sky.
Well, they're driving as quick as you.
Huh?
They're not driving as quick as you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, guys.